It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
And joining us today is Liza Richardson, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. She's also a film and TV music supervisor. Liza, welcome.
Hey, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. And by the way, what does that mean to be a TV and film music supervisor?
Yeah, I work in film and TV, and I'm creatively helping the filmmakers figure out what they want and then making sure everything gets cleared within a budget, that kind of thing. Mm.
But you're picking the music that we hear when we watch these things.
Cool. I'm helping to pick it, yeah.
Wow. All right, well, let's get to some of the music that you brought us today. This is the Mexican band Café Tacuba. This is Un Par de Lugares. Tell us about this one.
This is a band that I've loved since the mid-90s. I have some history with them because I tried to get them signed at Geffen Records back then, and I worked with them on the film Y Tu Mama También. And the composer, Gustavo Santaolalla, he was my guest DJ around that time in the mid-90s, and he turned me on to so many bands from Latin America, and it kind of changed my life and my career. And many of those bands he produced, now he focuses mostly on score composition. But he still produces all of the bands, all of Café Tacuba's records. They're from Mexico City. Amazing, legendary artists, great band. And in this one, I just love the progression that they're making. Big keyboards, just layers upon layers of keyboards. Great song from Café Tacuba.
It almost sounds like the Latin U2.
In this song, it does. But, you know, other songs of theirs sound traditional or like polka or like ska or some of the other beautiful rock songs. A lot of great pop music that they've created. But you're right. That one does sound, a little bit like you, too.
Well, let's get to the next one. This is the L.A. artist Cuesta Loeb, and this is My King. Almost a 90s alternative rock sound there.
Yeah, totally. Kind of a dream pop, a big lush sound with giant guitars. But it starts out with these beautiful, sweet ukuleles. And I just love the progression of this song, the way it moves. She comes from a family of musicians. And this woman, Cuesta Loeb, just moved to the Los Feliz area. And she has found a completely different voice. She grew up more in a classical environment. And now she's doing something different. It sounds fresh.
The Los Feliz area, by the way, for people who don't know, that's a neighborhood of Los Angeles. And I also congratulate you on saying ukulele the way that you're supposed to say it. We interviewed the great ukulele player, Jake Shimabukuro, and that is why
great.
I know to say ukulele.
Well, I work on the show Hawaii Five-O. So the guys that works with me in my office is from Maui, so we're big on correct Hawaiian pronunciation, even though I still mess it up a little bit.
Well, you did a very good job there. Let's get to the next one. This is Gus Geeter. This is I'm Tired of Being Alone.
I'd do anything for your love if you come back to me. Yeah. I can't live without you anymore. Oh, no, no. I'm tired of being alone. Why don't you come back home? Come back home, girl. You
I like that a lot. And it's a very sort of familiar sound for some reason.
I know. I can't put my finger on it. But it's something that apparently it came out in 2012. But to me, it sounds more like 1979.
Yeah.
But I just found it, so let's call it new. The question is it soul? Is it disco, Memphis blues, or country? I'm just not sure. But I just love this feeling. It's sort of lo-fi, unpolished, and it definitely gets me in the party spirit.
Okay, well, up next we have the Seattle group Dude York with Tonight.
I was at the bottom, dreaming of the top of the pond. The rain dropped and it shook my whole world apart. Went for a swim just to see if he was out there. Sure he's there, but seems like all he ever does is hide. If he were like me, we could be happy. But clearly we're too different. I guess that means it's the end. The way you talk to me makes me feel like just a friend. I might be wrong, but at least I'm sure that you're not right. The trap is up there somewhere else. I gotta be tonight. Tonight.
Heavy pop is this group's description on its Facebook page. What do you like?
Well, okay, so this one comes out early next year, a little advance on this one. The drummer of this band is the son of my parents' general doctor in Idaho, Dr. Hall. Mm. And he asked me to check out his son's band, which happens a lot, and my expectations are usually pretty kind of, you know, low in this situation, but these guys just rocked my world. Loud, brash, noisy. Dude York, they're a lot of fun. I don't know. They're great.
And Dude York, not a band that everyone has heard of.
Not yet, and hopefully you will, but this is the kind of band that's a perfect example. There's so many bands these days that have to do everything themselves. All their own social networking, all their publicity, their radio, their sync pursuits, merchandising. It's really challenging. So any help that they can get along the way, you know, hopefully they grow and grow and grow, but I think they've got what it takes. I think they've got a great sound.
All right, well, the last one we have here, I am very excited about as somebody who used to live in Los Angeles and listen to the person who this band is named after. Let's get to the music first. This is Cherry Glazer, that's the name of the band, with Told You I'd Be With The Guys. Now, Cherry Glazer is, in addition to being the name of this band, the name of one of the hosts on KCRW.
That's right. That's why we've always loved them from the get-go, because they named themselves after our esteemed host of Morning Edition. Isn't that, I know. We love
amazing.
That. We love that. I always tease Cherry about it when I see her. And this band, they're from L.A., and their tunes were fun from the beginning. But judging from this new song, there is so much buzz on these guys. They just got an insane, great review from Pitchfork. And it sounds like they're taking this whole rock career thing pretty seriously. And I can't wait to hear these guys on a bill with the likes of Wolf Alice or The Kills or Pale Honey or something like that.
And another sound of kind of this alternative rock sound, is it coming back? Are we going back into the kind of 90s grunge days?
I don't know. My set list today may argue that, but I find it difficult to find these awesome, crunchy, great-sounding indie rock bands, because sometimes bands can't really afford to sound great, and sometimes they just nail it. But, you know, that's a good question, and I've actually had that conversation with that band, Dude York. Is indie rock coming back or not? I don't know. But I love it, personally.
It's Liza Richardson, a DJ at KCRW, and also, as we've heard there, a film and TV music supervisor in Hollywood. Liza, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. We are NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.